Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And my name is Laura.
Today, we're on day two of our unit all about American football. And on yesterday's program, we were just getting kind of an introduction to the game. We learned about its roots. It has its origins in a sport known as rugby. Which is like football, but they played it without padding.
Ooh.
The rules were a little bit different. So the sport kind of evolved, and they changed the rules a little bit. They decided to make it a little bit safer.
Yeah.
They gave people pads, helmets, so they wouldn't get hurt so easily. And that all kind of steamrolled into a league called the NFL.
Right.
That's one of the biggest professional sporting leagues on the planet. And especially in the United States, where on Sundays it's a big tradition for a lot of families to basically sit on the couch, watch 16 hours of football, and eat a lot of food. So it's kind of just a day of relaxation.
That's true.
We're going to learn a lot more about the sport of football today. So stay tuned. We're going to read through the article, and then Laura and I will be back.
Reading. The glory and thrills of American football. As the most popular sport in the U.S., American football has a big influence on its fans. People who otherwise might not meet each other can come together through a love for their team. Families often gather on Sunday and cook food before being glued to the game on TV. To someone who's never seen the game, football can be confusing. There are hundreds of seemingly complicated terms and rules. However, the game is actually quite simple. One team must get the ball from their side to the other team's side. Getting there, though, is like a battle of inches between modern-day gladiators. Despite the hard hits and violent nature of the game, American football can also be a beautiful sport. A long run where a player cuts through the defense and breaks free is like poetry in motion. Players on both offense and defense pour all their blood, sweat, and tears to get to the goal line. Because of this, and the fact that it's most popular in the U.S., football can truly be considered America's sport.
Today's article kicks off by saying, as the most popular sport in the U.S., American football has a big influence on its fans. So it's very popular, of course.
That's true.
That means a lot of people love the game, and it has a big influence on its fans. It means it affects them in some way.
That's
and you can see that if you travel to the U.S., you go to any town or city, you're going to see people wearing football jerseys everywhere.
That's true.
Of their favorite teams.
We see that a lot.
The New York Giants, the Denver Broncos, San Diego Chargers, whatever, you're going to see football everywhere you go.
当然了，作为这个美国最受欢迎的运动，美式足球一定是对，肯定对这个观众的影响非常的大哦。当我们用 A has a big influence on B， 就是表示 A 某件事情对于另外一件事情有很大的影响。比方像是我们常常提到一些健康上的问题 ，OK， 可能就会影响某人的一个决定啦。For example, his health problems may have had some influence on his decision. And a lot of times we talk about parents who have a lot of influence on their kids, okay? So we can say her parents still have a great deal of influence over her.
That's right. That's what it means to have influence over someone or something.
Mm-hmm.
The article goes on to say people who otherwise might not meet each other can come together through a love for their team. That's how much support there is for a lot of these teams. You don't have to be from that city to cheer for that city's team. For example, a team like the Green Bay Packers. They have supporters throughout the entire country.
Wow.
So you might be from New York, and there might be somebody from L.A., but you both cheer for the same team, so you get along, your friends, your buddies, because you cheer for the same team.
太棒了，所以平时呢，或许完全不会碰到的人呢，都会因为他们热爱的球队而怎么样，他们会聚集起来，所以你也可以认识到各式各样不同的人，因为你们都热爱同一个队伍哦。So for example, families often gather on Sunday and cook food before being glued to the game on TV.
That's right, this is like a Sunday tradition for a lot of families in the United States. They gather.Gather just means people come together in the same place. This is on Sundays, because the games are once a week. They're only on Sundays for the NFL, or usually. Sometimes they're on Saturdays, and once in a while they're on like Thursdays, and they also have Monday night football.
Nice.
So what am I saying? It's on a lot of different days, but normally just Sunday. And they cook, like I said before, at the beginning of the program, they cook a lot of food.And then they're glued to the game on TV. If you're glued to something, it means you can't stop paying attention to something. It's like you're a zombie sitting there watching the TV. You can't take your eyes off the TV. That's what football is all about in the United States. Getting together, watching the game, eating a lot of food.
Sweet, and hopefully not getting fat. Okay.
Hopefully not.
Okay, 所以家人呢，时常呢就会来到这个星期天的时候，就觉得哇，好嗨哦！我们可以怎么样 gather together， 可以聚在一起哦。因为呢，他们就会在这个比赛开始前呢，就是怎么样，就会开始锁定荧幕前，然后呢，还会怎么样共同一些煮一些丰盛的大餐，所以它有点像一个家庭的聚会啊，然后大家都可以聚在一起，很开心哦。那其中我们看到 gather 其实就是召集聚在。一起的意思。For example, everyone gathered around him as he began to speak. Now, gather 也可以表示呢，这个把东西收拾好，这样子意思。For example, the children gathered their toys and put them away.OK, 接着我们来看一下 be glued to something. 其实 glue 本身大家会讲说诶这不是这是浆糊啦或者是胶水这样的意思这是有粘性这样的意思。因此 be glued to something 可以用来表示像是如果你眼睛一直盯着电视荧幕或者呢有时候你可以用来表示你的屁股子粘在座位上意思就是你要锁定某一个电视节目这样子的意思。For example, he spends his days glued to the television. That just means he watches television all day. And sometimes you can be glued to your seat. For example, you could be watching a thriller, a scary movie that will keep you glued to your seat. Now, be glued to is our shortcut for you phrase. Let's find more about this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, Chris, you need to get ready or else we'll be late for the party.
Okay, just let me watch one more episode of this TV show and I'll get ready. I promise.
No way. You've been watching TV all day long.
I know. I've been glued to the TV a lot lately, but I...
You glue the TV?
To be glued to something means to give something your full attention.
Okay, so you're saying be glued to something is 全神贯注于离不开 Yes, you've been glued to the TV too much.
I guess you're right. I think being glued to the television for this long is affecting my eyes because they are extremely sore.
See?
That was our shortcut for you, all about being glued to something. Glued to your seat, glued to your television set, glued to a movie or something like that. The article now goes on to say, to someone who's never seen the game, football can be confusing. This is true. If you've never seen the game before, you're watching it for the first time, it's confusing. It means you have no idea what's going on. Why are they doing this? Why did they stop? Why are they starting now? What's the referee doing? Why are the players doing this or that? It can be confusing because you don't know the rules, okay?
Right.
So, but it's very easy to learn, actually, so it won't be confusing for very long.
Okay, 所以当然对于没有看过比赛的人，然后这个他们可能觉得美式足球好像有点 confusing, 有点困惑、哦。那很多事情也可能很 confusing, 什么呢？像是如果呢，外国观光客呢，他们跑到这个就是可能一些像是中式餐厅常常会看到一些错误的翻译，他们可能会觉得说这个翻译都好像怪怪的。You know, actually there are some food names in like menus of like say Chinese dishes, they can be confusing to a lot of visitors.
That's right. Yeah, sometimes you have no idea what's going on.
Right.
Yeah. All right, now let's learn about how simple the game is actually. Because it says, however, the game is actually quite simple. So it'sactually pretty easy to understand and easy to get into, even if you've never seen it or played it before.
The article also mentioned there are hundreds of seemingly complicated terms and rules, but yeah, actually it's quite simple. Okay, 其实呢感觉啊它是有很多的术语还有规则，但是呢比赛本身呢其实是非常简单哦。有多简单呢？ One team must get the ball from their side to the other team's side. Well, That does sound simple. 所以其实有一个队伍呢必须将球从自己的阵地带到对手的阵地。
Yeah, that's right. You've got the two teams. One team wants to go this way. The other team wants to go the other way. So that's the basics of the game. That's what they want to do. But getting there, though, is like a battle of inches between modern day gladiators. So it's like a battle. A battle is one fight in a war. So in a big giant fight. And it's a battle of inches. An inch is a unit of measurement in the imperial system. Most of the world, we use, you know, centimeters, the metric system. In the U.S., they still use inches and feet. In football, the field is measured in something called yards.
Oh,
it's 100 yards long in American football. And on that field, it's like a battle between these modern-day gladiators. A gladiator is a warrior, somebody who fights. It actually comes from like ancient Roman times when fighters used to go against each other in these giant coliseums or stadiums, actually fighting to the death. But in football, they're not fighting to the death. They're just trying to win the game.
Okay, battle 是什么意思呢？其实我们常提到 battle 就会想到 wars, okay, 所以其实就是战斗这样子的意思哦。For example, we could talk about the brave warriors who died in the battle, okay, or we could talk about thousands of soldiers were willing to go into battle to fight the enemy.
Now, despite the hard hits and violent nature of the game, American football can also be a beautiful sport. This is something we've touched on already. There's lots of hard hits. They're crashing into each other. The game can be violent. It has a violent nature, we say. That's just the way the game is. But American football can also be a beautiful sport. They call soccer or that other football, they call that the beautiful game. But we can also call American football the beautiful game, too.
OK, 虽然这个运动的那个冲撞啊和粗暴的本质哦，但是这个美式足球其实也没有大家想象中这么的哦，好像很 violent 很粗暴这样的意思，它也可以是一个 beautiful sport 美丽的运动哦。Can you tell us how can it be beautiful?
Of course, a long run where a player cuts through the defense and breaks freeis like poetry in motion. So sometimes the players will, of course, run with the ball. Cutting just means they're moving left and right, moving in different directions very quickly. That's what it means to cut through the defense. In football, we have the two sides. We have the offense, that's the team with the ball, and we have the defense that is trying to defend, trying to either take away the ball or stop the team coming with the ball.And when a player with the ball is running and cutting, it's like poetry in motion. Of course, poetry is writing. It's like rhyming language, and we describe that often as being very beautiful. Poetry in motion means if you're watching somebody move, It's very graceful. It's nice. Like that person embodies the spirit or the nature of poetry.
OK, 所以我们来看一下到底它是可以成为怎么样美丽的运动哦。如果还有一次长跑的进攻，当球员切过防线而直奔敌阵的时候，哇，这样的运动美学宛如诗般的优美哦。我们来看一下，在运动当中常常会有守方跟这个攻击的这一方哦。那 defense 就是守的， offense 就是攻击这样子意思，在比赛当中哦。OK, for example, he ran through the defense and scored a touchdown. Woohoo! OK, and poetry, of course, 其实它就是一个总称，表示诗这样子意思。那一般我们可以用一首诗，我们可以用另外一个字，就是 poem, P-O-E-M. 而诗人的话呢，像是李白哦，他非常有名的。He's a very famous Chinese poet. OK.那当然呢，我们如果要形容某个东西非常的美丽的话呢，我们可以会用 something is poetry. For example, her dancing is pure poetry. That just means it's very beautiful or very graceful. And poetry in motion, that just means something or someone that moves in a way that is very beautiful or graceful, like we talked about before. So for example, he is poetry in motion when he catches and throws the ball.
Next, the article says, players on both offense and defense pour all their blood, sweat, and tears to get to the goal line. Pour just means like you're draining something, like out of a cup. You're pouring water or you're pouring some sort of liquid. In this case, it says they pour blood, sweat, and tears.
Wow.
Not literally, of course. It just means they're working very hard.
OK, 所以球员们在进攻或是防守的时候呢，都会怎么样共同的奉献出自己的血汗汗泪为抵达终点。这里的 pour 有大量投入这样的意思。You can pour money or you can even pour time. For example, he has been pouring all his time into the project. Last we read, because of this and the fact that it's most popular in the US, football can truly be considered...America's sport.
That's right. In the U.S., of course, they have baseball as the national pastime. But if there was another one, it would definitely be this right here, American football. Well, that brings us to the end of today's program. Now it's time for You Chat.
For You Chat.
Today's For You Chat question is, what is your favorite sport to play and why?
Well, I'm not a very sport kind of person, but I have to go for badminton.
Badminton.
I think it's quite fun. Oh, actually, table tennis is also pretty cool.
Yeah, those are fun. Hitting the ball or the birdie back and forth over the net. It's very violent. You're not going to run into other people unless you're like playing doubles and you accidentally run into your teammate or something like that.
What about you, Joe? What's your favorite sport to play?
I love ice hockey.
It's
kind of like American football,
cool.
but on skates with blades strapped to your feet. It's very fast.It's very entertaining, either just to watch or, of course, to play, too. So I love the speed and the thrill of the game. That's what makes me love it. And I love American football, of course, too. You guys can talk about this as well. What's your favorite sport to play and why? As for us, we're out of time for English for You for today. Please join us on our next program. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura. Bye.
Goodbye.
The glory and thrills of American football. As the most popular sport in the U.S., American football has a big influence on its fans. People who otherwise might not meet each other can come together through a love for their team.Families often gather on Sunday and cook food before being glued to the game on TV. To someone who's never seen the game, football can be confusing. There are hundreds of seemingly complicated terms and rules. However, the game is actually quite simple.One team must get the ball from their side to the other team's side. Getting there, though, is like a battle of inches between modern-day gladiators. Despite the hard hits and violent nature of the game, American football can also be a beautiful sport. A long run where a player cuts through the defense and breaks free is like poetry in motion. Players on both offense and defense pour all their blood, sweat, and tears to get to the goal line. Because of this, and the fact that it's most popular in the U.S., football can truly be considered America's sport.
Vocabulary Review.
Gather. The tour group gathered in front of the hotel before getting inside a bus. Confusing. I think that this movie is confusing. I can't tell what is happening. Battle. Hundreds of years ago, there was a battle in this field between two large armies. Defense. The soccer team's defense stopped the other team from getting any points. Poetry. Michael enjoys reading poetry because it can be a beautiful writing style. Pour. I poured all of my energy into making this project as great as possible.